Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So as I've been saying, I'm thrilled by the fact that we are out of Afghanistan. Finally, 20 years, what my friend Rich calls the forever war. And it's about time. And look, I give Joe Biden credit, had the courage to get us out. All the right-wing mouthpieces and all of the Twitter bots attacking him. Look, Herculean leap getting out of there as quickly as we did and as efficiently. An incredible thing. Now, I've been saying, look, if you're outraged or that there may have been a dog left behind or someone decided they wanted to stay or they didn't get the right flight or whatever, take that anger and bring it back home and let's figure out how we take care of the people who for the last 20 years have been involved in this forever war. And here to share some thoughts on maybe how we can begin to do that, I've asked my good friend Pat LaMarche to come talk with us. Pat is an author, in fact, the author of our book, Daddy, What's the Middle Class? Also, she is a homelessness awareness activist. She's got a new comic book out. The launch, I guess, coming up sometime really soon. The comic book, Invisible. It is about our veterans and a superhero experiencing homelessness. Pat, thanks for taking time for us.
Well, Rick, you know, I would drop everything for you.
I appreciate that. And you have a lot of time, so thank you. This new comic book, you know, a comic book about homelessness. I mean, my first thought was, how does that work? Walk me through what Invisible is.
Okay, so first of all, every single human being experiencing homelessness is a superhero or they wouldn't survive it. But it's a comic book drawn by Jason So, who's a really remarkable, pretty famous comic book artist who hails from this area originally, and he is the architect of the Necroman series. So if you're into zombies, you know exactly who Jason So is. And he approached me and said, you know, I want to make a comic book where the super with a superhero that's homeless. And I said, he asked me if I'd write it, and I'd never written a comic book, although I've read plenty. And I said, you know, I will do it as long as I can make him a veteran. Because having run homeless shelters myself, I was vice president of Safe Harbor in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, as well as the operations manager of a place called Community Cares. The people I saw experiencing homelessness turned to the veteran of the group every time there was a crisis. They're the only people who are uniquely trained to experience hardship. Like when a mom with two kids gets evicted, which is get ready for it because it's been bad before, but it's about to get worse with that moratorium lifted.
Right.
The guy who is sitting next to her, he's not intimidated by the terrible, or the gal, lots of really great female veterans also. There was a wonderful woman that was in my shelter who had been a desalination specialist in Iraq and came home, of course, injured, didn't have any real money to rely on, and had two daughters. What happens to you? You end up homeless. So, and I'm thinking, boy, clean water, isn't that a job we could really put somebody to work in the United States with?
Yeah,
right?
Really.
You know? But anyway, so I've watched these people for years and years, decades, and how they handle adversity, and the veterans are just the best prepared to do it. Ironically, the Veterans Administration also does the best job of getting people out of homelessness. So these superheroes on the street are plucked out of homelessness faster than anybody else, too. So you've got the guy who's there who can jump in the dumpster without it making his skin crawl because he was trained to handle adversity, and he's not there anymore to grab the bag of bagels out from behind Giant. You know, so we take these people, these leaders, out of the homeless population really quickly, too. Anyway, so Invisible is a comic book. The superhero, Mac, he's a Native American. I did a lot of research for this book. It's actually, the concepts were written by my brother, Phil, who at 55 is still reading comic books. he's a brilliant comic book writer. And so the concepts were his, but the background research I did, and I found out that the highest percentage of the population that has ever enlisted is Native Americans. So our homeless superhero is a Native American man. And his name is Mac. And he can turn invisible. And it's all explained in the book, but he picked up the talent and the ability to go invisible when he was in Vietnam. So every time he uses his invisibility, it kind of freezes him in time, so he's not really as old as you would expect him to be, or he doesn't look that old. because his invisibility keeps him younger.
Huh. And you, the Charles Bruce Foundation and the United States Army Heritage Education Center, you guys have partnered on this, if I understand right?
Yeah, I could not believe it. I walked in there because I wanted a military place to do the launch from. And so I just walked in there and asked if I could talk to somebody about hosting the book launch there, which is on Veterans Day. And they were really enthusiastic. They said, let us get you all the paperwork. We can set you up with, and so we have a little auditorium there. We're going to show, my friend Max Donnelly is making a slideshow out of the comic book. So you can come in and, you know, obviously we'll have comic books there, but you could just come in and watch the comic book unfold before you. You can meet the artists. You can meet my brother, Phil. I'll be there. And, you know, we want to talk to you about homelessness, veterans. All the proceeds benefit people. We don't take any money for it. So we're going to help veterans and another group. I can't tell you who they are because it's a spoiler alert for the end of the book.
Oh, outstanding. And how do I get some of them? You know, who do I buy them from? Because I want to give them out to listeners. I want to be able to hand some of them out.
Oh, awesome. Well, we have a bunch of deals, but you could just go to the invisiblevet.com. I couldn't even believe that was available. Invisiblevet.com, all the ways to get the book are there. And one of the things we're really plugging is you can get 20 books and name a VA clinic or a homeless shelter, and we'll make sure they get them. So if you want to buy 20 books, and don't do Lebanon because we already have a whole pile of them going there. But if you want to, you say, just get me a VA clinic in New Mexico. We'll send 20 copies to the VA clinic in New Mexico. And so that's something we're really hoping that people do, just to get these books into the hands of veterans and maybe even veterans who are having a really bad day that day.
Yeah, because, you know, I've been saying, you know, since the right-wing spin machine has been spending all of their time attacking President Biden and attacking this country over leaving Afghanistan, which we should have done years ago, in my view.
Yeah.
I say now our focus has to come back home and take care of the people who for 20 years were fighting this war. For
right.
20 years,
11
in my view, have been neglected
right.
and basically invisible. So now's right. the time where we make them visible and we actually help.
Yeah. Smedley Butler, right? War's a racket.
Yep.
And it is a racket. And $300 million a day we spent on that war. I wrote a column for Commentary in the online magazine about 5 years ago that we could have taken every, if we were really worried about Afghan girls, we could have taken every Afghan girl out of Afghanistan and put them in a U.S. college for less than the war cost.
Yeah. I mean, had we taken
every single one of them.
Had we taken that, had we taken those trillions of dollars and spent them here, we would have no homelessness. We would have no hunger. We would have none of those problems.
Right, and I am thrilled. I even give a little credit to his predecessor because, you know, even a broken clock's right twice a day. Because we got an opportunity for he started the ball like it was a boulder. He just kicked off of a cliff the way he did it. But at least it got rolling. And, you know, Biden's turning out to be a better president than I ever expected to be because I'm a flaming, screaming liberal, right? And he's been pretty conservative plenty. And I really think that he's done what a ship of state to be trying to steer.
Yeah.
What a mess right now. And constantly with those barking, yipping, you know, bad guys, just chomping at his heels all the time, and I'm just really impressed.
Yeah, he happened to look at his watch, so that means he hates the troops and all that, as were the former guy didn't even bother showing up.
Well, you know what, the other thing I'm thankful to him for? I saw a coffin. We had this disinformation. There was no draft. Nobody really tasted any pain except the poor people who, out of poverty, enlisted in the military. And those people were redeployed and redeployed and redeployed and redeployed. And people can argue with me about it all they want, but I'm the one who got them in my homeless shelters. So I'm going to have some ammunition.
Yeah.
And then when they are totally worn down, when we teach them the only way to fix this problem is to break it, and then they come home the type of people who learn to break things, and we're angry at them. And as Biden said in his speech the other day, they're killing themselves 15 or 18 a day. We have so much work to do for our veterans. We have so much we need to invest in them, care about them, love on them, gratitude we need to give them. That war didn't, I was never in favor of any of these wars. But the people who went there went with love of country and a desire to protect and serve their country, and we treated them poorly.
No, I said at the very beginning, you know, I say this all the time. I came of age politically and mentally in the mid-70s, right at the time where the Vietnam War was ending and they were just dumping poor people with broken bodies, broken minds, horrible drug and alcohol problems back into our housing project. And they were just dumped there like garbage. In fact, you know, I'll still never forget the guy in the heavy green army coat who we found dead on the side of the neighbor's house with a needle in his arm because there was nobody there to help him.
Yeah, it's terrible. And now that's not true of the VA. Now, I mean, Secretary Shinseki under the Obama administration, he promised veterans he'd fix things. And he, I mean, I wish I had his address. I would mail him an invitation to our launch, or at least mail him a comic book. Because there are still things that need to be changed. The definition of homelessness needs to be changed for these veterans. If you're a female veteran and you come home from war and some guy says, you know, if you do my dishes and clean my house, I'll let you live in my house. And she does that, which, by the way, is not going to end well. She's not considered homeless, even though the only way she can have a roof over her head is basically to become somebody else's, oh, God knows what. That person is not considered homeless, so she can't be getting the kind of help that she deserves.
Yeah.
Well, so we need things to change, but still, even with the base definition and other problems, the VA does the best job of any organization, better than FEMA, better than Department of Housing and Urban Development, although Secretary Fudge, another great job Biden did putting her in work. You know, there are people now with a focus, and I hope they manage to do for other people what Shinseki did for the veterans.
No, and we're going to need it because, you know, as you mentioned a second ago, with this moratorium being lifted and the evictions, the tsunami of evictions that are coming, what are we going to do with people?
Right. Well, we're going to look away from their suffering because that's what we're good at. And they're going to be invisible. And I'm going to have to keep writing stupid books.
I don't see this as stupid at all. I see this as... I'm comic books were never my thing, but I am going to definitely get one, and I'm going to get a bunch of them, and we're going to give them out because this is a good thing. In fact, I'm going to reach out to my union folks and say, hey, you should be buying some of these to help out as well. Give them out to the membership, give them out to people. As the more we spread the word, the more the message gets out, maybe the more we can actually change things.
Right. Thank you, Rick. And, you know, I appreciate you giving me time tonight to talk about it because it is, I mean, I think there's always a new way to skin a cat, and I'm always trying to find that new way to skin a cat and trying to find that one way to say to somebody, yeah, you can care about this, and you can make a difference. And I got to tell you, the biggest difference you can make is voting. And people don't believe that they're that important. If your vote didn't matter, a whole pile of bad guys wouldn't be trying to steal it from you right now.
Yeah, I mean, Texas wouldn't be doing what they were doing. Texas is ground zero for horrible right now with the voting thing that they pulled off and now this abortion ban.
Your voting and your uterus are mine.
I gotta be honest, there's nothing funny about that for me.
No. I'm not one of those unfortunate people like the doctor on The Simpsons who laughs at inappropriate moments. I mean, I just feel like I'm, it's just unbelievable that they, you know, I'm 60 years old. It's 2021. Are we still really telling women that they don't know what's good for themselves?
Yes. And look, I've said, and you can disagree with me, I've said this isn't the end. I mean, they want to go after Griswold and undo birth control because we want women barefoot pregnant back in the kitchen making pie.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with pie.
Yeah, I love pie.
I just got to say that. But no, people should have a right to make their own choices. And they say that loud and clear when it comes to a mask. But they don't they don't even respect it. This is about control, and I'm just preaching to the choir. This is just unbelievable. And yet people who they really can help, wait, you want to help somebody? Give me a call. I can give you long lists of names of people who could take 20 minutes of your assistance.
Yeah, we've got plenty of things to do. So last line of questioning I've got, because I want people to go to invisiblevet.com. That's the website, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pick up the comic book, pick up 20 of them, pick up 100 of them if you can. Is there more than one? I'm looking at the art that you have available for like 20 bucks. Is there more than one comic book? Will there be a series?
I don't know. At this point, where it's pretty self-contained, it's got the backstory, the plot. You know, there's always a traumatic thing that turns you into a superhero, Batman and his parents getting murdered, blah, blah, blah. So the all that plot, pre-plot stuff is there, and then there's a really great caper that happens that Max solves. But what I have learned from doing comic books, which I didn't ever know before, is that if you're a collector, you like the variant cover. So there's the main cover, the one where he's sleeping by the dumpster. But then there's a variant cover, which is him walking in the rain, and this kid can see him even though he's invisible. So that's the variant cover, and that'll be a limited edition. 50 covers will be made that way. And people, that was on our Kickstarter, and people can, purchase that variant cover, which collectors go nuts for.
There you go. No, this is good stuff. Again, the website, invisiblevet.com. We'll get links out on social media. Hopefully folks will go and buy them up, and you'll have to do a second run and maybe a third run to make this first run the collector's item. So go get them early. Get them off and hand them out. Christmas is not too far down the road. All good stuff. Now, the event is what, November 1st?
No, November 11th.
November 11th. I got one of the ones.
It's at the U.S. Army Heritage and Education Center. But we also we'll also, if you want to have a local event, we'll try and hook up with you wherever you are. So if you, maybe one of the artists or one of the writers can come to where you are, or we can just send books to your local bookstore or local comic shop.
There you go.
So, by all means, reach out to us, invisiblevet.com, and we'll do anything we can to make sure that you can celebrate your veteran locally.
Good stuff. Pat, I appreciate the time. Great talking with you.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. Thanks.
Invisiblevet.com, the website. Make sure you check that out. My good friend Pat LaMarche. Quick break. Right back after this. Stick around.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.